You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Sarah, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
Hello.
What do you think? Highlight of your weekend, Sarah?
Probably wrapping the kids' presents.
Really?
That's the highlight of your weekend?
I hate doing that.
I love wrapping.
Do you? Well, hey, if you love it, then it is your highlight then. Who are we to say?
I don't mind doing it, I guess.
I'm quickly going towards all gift bags. Throw it in.
Yeah, that's way easier.
Shove some tissue in it and shove it under the tree.
The game changer in the whole world of wrapping gifts happened, you know, several years ago, but this wasn't around at all. But what changed the game when it comes to wrapping gifts is the grid on the back of the wrapping paper.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
So you have
a grid to cut along like a relatively straight line.
Yeah.
Yes, that changed everything.
That and the only other satisfying part of the gift wrapping is if you have a really good sharp pair of scissors and you do the
You're not actually scissoring. You don't have to scissor. Like slicing.
Sounds good. Feels good.
Don't you hate it when you cut it and you go to wrap and you're just like about a half inch short of covering it up?
Worst
like,
Christmas ever.
Yeah, and then you slap an extra piece on there.
You do that? That's so like,
I do too.
Janky.
Yeah, sure. You do a patch job.
It's janky looking though.
I just patch it. You know what's fun is to patch it with a completely different wrapping paper too.
Or if you're really lazy, you just leave the gap and then make that the bottom. You just flip the gift over.
But if you patch with a different type of wrapping paper, then it's like Bondo on a car or something. So
it's not as strong.
Let's do some rattle off. Are you? What do you do for a living, Sarah?
I'm a small business owner.
Small business?
That's very vague. What do you do?
Yeah, what do you do?
I own a pooper scooper company.
Shut up.
All right.
You do?
Yeah.
Are you making some good bank?
The greatest. Yeah, you know, I do pretty well. Little short staffed at the moment, but we're making it.
We did an entire segment on our show this morning about how short staffed America is right now. Mm-hmm. So it's everywhere.
Yeah, it's a common problem.
Are you doing multiple jobs, aka double duty?
Get it? Duty. Well, if you're short-staffed and you like are a little late to a job, don't you dare let anyone give you any crap either.
Oh no, my customers are awesome. Everyone is under.
Would you just get it?
Would you say that they're terrific?
Yes.
All right, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready for
it? We got to. Let's do it.
I guess so. I'm going to try my best here.
That's all we can ask.
Let's squeeze it out.
That's all we can ask.
Let's do it.
10 seconds. We tried this one last week, and the person we gave it to couldn't even come up with one. And we're like, that's not right. We got to try again. So we're looking for five. Oh, you can do it. You like movies, right?
I'm not a huge movie watcher, so this might be hard for me.
Oh, no. Well, we'll find out. Five movies that star People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive, Paul Rudd. Five movies with the incredible Paul Rudd. Ready and go.
Extract.
What?
Is that not Paul Rudd? That might not be
As in vanilla?
There's a movie called Extract, and think the guy is Paul Rudd.
I've never heard of Extract.
Hey, Alexa.
This guy, Paul Rudd, has made all these big, huge hit movies, like 40-Year-Old Virgin, something like that.
Ant-Man, he's in the Avengers movies.
Extract.
No, that is...
That's from 2009.
That's Bateman.
Jason Bateman.
Different.
Ben Affleck.
See, I'm not... don't watch a lot of movies.
That's all right. You're busy rapping and scooping poop.
Exactly.
Listen, you are absolutely delightful. I hope you have a great Monday, okay?
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity, guys. It was fun.
Thanks, Sarah.
Bye, Sarah.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Well, we do our best. The movie is about, quote, the owner of a factory that produces flavor extracts
There you go. There's my
played by
as
Jason
in
Bateman.
Vanilla.
Seems to have it all, but really doesn't.
Huh.
What's missing is sexual attention from his wife.
Oh, my.
Played by Kristen Wiig.
Really?
Listen to the rest of the plot of this movie. I've got to read this to you. He then hatches a convoluted plan to get his wife to cheat on him, thereby clearing the way for him to have an affair with Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis is in it? Now yeah. I'm on board.
But what Joel doesn't know is that Cindy is a sociopathic con artist, and a freak workplace accident clears the way for her to ruin Joel forever.
Who writes
Sounds like
stuff?
The feel-good movie of the year to me.
62% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Wow.
I might watch that. It's Bateman, too. Bateman and Kunis.
And Kristen Wiig.
And Wiig. She's hilarious.
And the Wiig.
It's good.
Here's Lori. Lori, thanks for holding.
Yeah, good morning.
Hey.
The highlight of your weekend.
So I actually was down in Tucson this weekend to run a marathon and qualified for Boston.
Hey!
Yay!
I got a friend of mine who qualified and just ran the Boston, what was that, a month or two ago?
Nice.
Yeah, it was in October this year.
Yeah, so she ran it, and good for you. What was your time?
So it was 3:29:18.
Wow.
Which is almost 6 minutes under my qualifying time. But
dang.
Kind of annoying because the course was actually longer than it was supposed to be. So my time should have been like 3:26:30 or so.
So what are you saying? This was not 26.2 miles?
No, it was 26.7 miles.
Somebody
that
screwed up.
That ain't right. That ain't right.
Somebody's getting fired.
And it jumped from like at 11 miles I was right on, and by at 12 miles I was right on. At 13, I was at 13.3. So it like jumped 3/10 of a mile in 1 mile, which is not normal.
Oh, okay.
So did they not have someone who actually measures the course before the race?
They were just winging it.
I did this race 4 years ago and it was fine. So there's like a spot where it goes out and back. So I think they put the turnaround in the wrong spot this year.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be a fun prank to play on people. You lay out a marathon and it's actually like 29 miles. And it's like
this
really
feels,
mess with
this feels really long.
Because, I mean, after you've been running 20-something miles, you're probably, you know, your brain is fogged anyway.
You're just in run mode, yeah.
Yeah.
Dom, stop that.
But congratulations to you. That's fantastic.
Well done, yeah.
Thank you.
Good.
Yeah, I'm excited.
What do you eat along the route?
I use these gels called Huma, which they just kind of taste like fruit smashed up.
Yeah, you just squirt them in your mouth and keep running.
Yeah, because my stomach's pretty sensitive. And like when you're running a marathon, you get tired, so chewing becomes hard. And I'm like, I don't want to deal with chewing.
I would have laughed if you'd said, I got to pull out a Tupperware full of spaghetti.
Oh, that'd be great. Or have somebody for just
run with.
Have somebody at around a half mile, you know, for 1/2 mile of the stretch, pace you with a spoon and just be spoon feeding you as you run.
Cereal. Splashing everywhere.
Bowl of cinnamon life. Why not?
That sounds good.
Let's play a rattle off. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right.
10 seconds. Speaking of food, we're looking for 5 different types of peppers. 5 different types of peppers, whether they're hot or not. We want the 5 peppers. Ready and go.
Red, orange, yellow, green, jalapeno, habanero. I think that's all I got.
No, I didn't even think about just rattling off all the various colors because I was thinking just like bell pepper would cover almost all of them.
Right. Yeah.
But since I did not specify.
Those are all peppers.
They are peppers.
Yeah.
That makes our marathon runner a winner!
Well done.
Dang. You're the champion today. Man, you ran a marathon in under 3.5 hours, and you won Rattle Off. That's a pretty good stretch of days.
That is a good weekend. And Michigan won on Saturday.
Yes, go Blues!
Sports!
Hail to the victor. Yeah, I'm a Wolverine fan myself.
Yes,
yeah,
my husband went there, so we are big fans.
Look at that. Good for you. Stand by. Josh is going to come back. He's going to tell you about your prize.
All right, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening. I am so impressed with people who can flip and run marathons, especially running in less than 3.5 hours.
Wow. Oh, thank you.